Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you, you're sick and tired of being able to be in that rat race. You want to get out of it so you can have all that time, that freedom, that prosperity right now, that cash flow today, so you can do what you want with those that you love, right? And I'm so excited to have you guys out here because you're not just here for your own prosperity, although that's huge. And what we're trying to create is because as you prosper, you can help others create a prosperity as well. You can actually be a blessing in other people's lives because the more free you are, the more you can serve and show up as your best self. And that is what it means to be a Rippler. And so I'm excited to have you guys here. I'm so proud of you guys as being a part of this movement. And I'm excited because you guys are just awesome. Like I appreciate those of you who reached out, especially with some of the last episodes lately. Some people that, you're the reason why I keep doing what I'm doing. You are the reason why I'm inspired because the traditional model of saving for 30 or 40 years has never worked. Let's be honest. Financial advising has failed. In fact, if there's anything that's a guarantee with financial advising is that it doesn't work. There's no guarantee about returns, but there's definitely a guarantee that it does not work. And I've seen that time and time again. I've seen it proven. And I love when I get to talk to you guys because now there's hope. There's something real there. So appreciate you guys. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You can check out there. There's blogs. There's, of course, the great ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can download for free. So check that out. So today, kind of talking about, you know, going along with what I just talked about with financial advising, you know, going along with this guru type model, right? You might remember from the 90s, you know, Spike Lee did a commercial called, it's got to be the shoes, right? No, actually, it was Nike that did the commercial. Spike Lee was a part of it. And so Spike Lee and Michael Jordan, and, you know, every time that Jordan would do something amazing, he's like, it's got to be the shoes, right? It's got to be the shoes. You know, and that's where the Air Jordans got popular. So I know that kind of dates me because I was right in the middle of that phase right there. I was a teenager, like wanting to be like Mike, right? So anyways, it kind of came back up again because, you know, several months back, I remember my wife told me, she said, yeah, I'm kind of miffed a little bit because, and she didn't use the word miffed. That's my word for it. But she was not amused. Let's just say she was in a group. It was a Facebook group, that it was a bunch of women entrepreneurs and they were talking about, here are the shoes you got to wear on stage. You know, here are the right shoes to wear. Now, this person that was there was, you know, essentially kind of becoming like this guru or this type of authority saying, here are the exact shoes you should wear. Here are the shoes you should not wear. Now, my wife and I, like we've done some things. I mean, I'm not the most fashionable guy. You see what I'm wearing even right now. I'm basically in t-shirt, jeans, and a sweater because I'm cold. So that's about it. But, you know, we do know some things about fashion. You know, we've learned some things about how to dress according to who you are, right? Based on your own style and even based on your complexion and everything else. And when this woman said that, she was essentially saying, based on her perspective and what works for her, saying that everyone should be wearing those things on stage. Everyone should wear those same type of shoes. They should be this kind of heel and it should look like this and these kind of colors. Do not wear this kind of stuff on stage because those don't work and all that kind of stuff, right? Well, my wife, knowing about different essences and such, said that's not true for everybody. That's true for her, but there's so much a greater wide variety of people out there that just wouldn't be the case. It just wouldn't make sense. And, you know, I really thought about that because there's this whole thing with this guru model out there. And many times, many of you have come to me saying, essentially you're kind of looking for a guru, someone to tell you what to do. And maybe you're even on the show hoping that I will just tell you what to do, right? And I will tell you that compared to other shows that I've either listened to or even like I got mentoring from, I give you a lot more to-do items than most of them do. Most of them just talk about theory and stuff and not a whole lot of practical application. But I'm here to tell you that if you're looking for someone to tell you blanket advice of what to do, this isn't the show. I'm not for you. Because the one thing I've learned over the last 18 years of being in this industry is that the more guru I was, the less it worked. And the less I became a guru and more of a guide, someone that looked for what works for each individual person and situation, it differs so greatly. It really does. And so I would just say this as a word of warning. If you get anyone who's telling you that says, everyone should do this, everyone should do this investment, everyone should put your money here, put your money there, or do this with your money. If they're saying everyone, like making this like an absolute truth, you should be really scared. Now, granted, if it's principles are different. You know, when someone says everyone should work on living within their means, that is a true principle, or producing more than you consume or creating more than you consume. That's a principle, right? You know, when you focus on creating value, everyone should be focused on creating value to create wealth. That is a principle. Now, the strategies of how you go about implementing those principles will vary from person to person, circumstance to circumstance, even country to country. You know, the same advice I would give some of my clients in Australia or New Zealand is very different than what I might give some of my clients' advice when they're in the U.S. And even when they're in the same state of the United States, they will have, in many cases, different advice. I mean, just today, I was talking to a couple where we were primarily focusing all into investing in different types of real estate, mostly turnkey real estate investing. Now, that's not true for all my clients. Many of my clients, we won't do anything or do very little with real estate. You know, maybe we'll do a little bit just to diversify that portfolio. But for the most part, they're going to decide to do things maybe that are in the realm of syndications or funds, or maybe like with one of my clients, he only wanted to do oil and gas. That was it. Cool. You know, and as time's gone on, this is something that even my clients have told me as feedback. They said, yeah, I was expecting you to be very opinionated saying you should do this kind of investment. But in truth, you kind of worked with us. You weren't just telling us what to do. You were working with us to figure out really what's right for us and based on what we felt comfortable doing. So it was almost like you were working alongside with us rather than trying to pull us along or kick us in the butt. And that's true. And I believe that it doesn't matter if it's with money or with business or with health coaching or whatever it might be. I really believe that to be the case, is that you cannot blanket advise people. Plain and simple. And that's why I get mad at the gurus out there, the Dave Ramseys and the Susie Ormans and people like that out there that are just giving blanket advice saying, this is what you guys should do. I mean, one, it's a huge liability issue. But secondly, what happens if someone actually takes that advice? You know, I had somebody just the other day send me an email. She said, yeah, Chris, I went and I heard somebody on your show. And so I went and contacted them. And this person, you know, offered a specific type of investment. But then she asked them about oil and gas. Like, hey, do you know any oil investments? And then she was researching into this company that I've never even heard of. I don't know, it was even legit. I was like, well, how'd you even find them? Well, this so-and-so led me to so-and-so. I was like, oh, okay, gotcha. You know, and then she's like, yeah, and I went to do this too. And I went to do this. And so she's taking all this advice and just trying to implement it on her own to be the do-it-yourselfer, which is really a good way of saying, how can I blow more money and lose more? I mean, that's really what it is. And I'm not saying like she's doing it maliciously. I mean, she's not doing it horribly, but you know, I'll tell you that when you try to do things, you know, especially if they're not a good fit or it's based on ignorance, you know, because you haven't got the right education or training yet, that's where it's most costly. Education is way cheaper than ignorance. I'll tell you that for a fact, is that if you want real results, it happens when you actually have the right guidance aligned with the right principles and those strategies actually work for your situation. And so when I'm seeing this, I mean, you get financial advisors out there and they're telling you, hey, you should be putting your money here, put it in this Roth IRAs, or maybe even put it in this life insurance products. Even though I talk about life insurance and how that's awesome and I can help design those things, it's not for everybody. You know, I can make it work in several situations, but there's many situations I'll say, nope, not for you, or not at this time, or you should do this strategy instead. You know, I had somebody come to me, they said, hey, I've got, you know, $80,000 I want to dump into a life insurance policy. I was like, great. Well, what's your plan? He's like, well, I want to pull it back out in the next few months and invest it. How much? About 70 grand. I was like, okay, well, based on your situation and the fees, you would actually have more going to fees than that. You know, you would have less than 70 grand available if you did that, you know? And he said, all right, well, what do I do? I'm like, do half and half. Like, let's do 35,000 to life insurance. The rest, the other 45,000 you keep in cash, you have more than enough money to do your investment and still have that double dipping power. You know, now if he would have just gone to any random person, I guarantee any random insurance guy, one, he would not even have that money left. Two, he probably wouldn't know what to do. Right. Again, you don't want to have that guru. You know, the guru is going out of style. Like, everybody would love that somebody else do the thinking for you, but I can promise you that if someone else does the thinking for you, you're going to lose. You know, once you turn your brain off, that's when you're going to lose your money too, right? Your money can only grow to the effect or to the extent that your mind is willing to be turned on and be willing to question things and work things out and even look from a bigger perspective and take the true principles and apply them to strategy, and you'll find out you'll get better results sometimes than even what you expected. And in fact, in many cases, it's often better than what you expect. And so when you get somebody that says, hey, you should do this one thing or that thing, I would question their motives. Are they selling you something, right? I know when I bring on guests sometimes that they're very much biased towards a particular type of investing. Of course they are. That's what they do. That's their thing. And for them, that is best for them. Now, there'd be another person, doesn't mean that's any less relevant when you have somebody else come on. So if we have somebody talking about turnkey real estate versus someone that's doing self-storage, or someone that talks about assisted living, or someone that talks about, you know, and doing wholesaling or whatever it might be, they, of course they're going to say, yeah, that's the way to go, or buy apartments or buy single family homes, right? Everybody's got their opinions. And in that world of noise, it gets confusing. And it's confusing because many times they'll say, this is the way to go. Why? Because to be honest, they're often selling that thing. You know, sometimes they're not. Now, you'll probably know some of the people are like, hey, I'm not trying to get any money. I just want to share my experience and that's it. And you can see a difference, right? You know, this is why many times people come to me saying, okay, I know there's different investments out there, but which one should I do? That is the exact perfect question to ask. And guess what? There is no blanket statement. And I'm not just going to use the words like, it depends, because, you know, there are people out there who say it depends, but then they'll always lead you to the same path, right? Because their bias is going to tell you. Now, the reason I don't sell investments, the reason I don't offer you any investments myself, right, is because I don't want to show that bias. I don't want to even feel influenced to be biased in any particular way. You know, a guy came to me today. He said, Chris, can you do an annuity for me? I said, well, yeah, I could. I'm licensed to write, you know, indexed or fixed annuities for sure. He's like, now, and of course, my next question was, well, what do you want to do with it? He's like, well, I want it to grow for about the next 5 years, and I want it to be accessible after 5 years, you know, maybe start pulling cash from it, you know, because I'm okay with income for now. I don't need the money, but I do want to let it grow. Oh, but I want it to be liquid too. Right. And I said, well, we could do an annuity. But here's the thing is like, one, if you try to pull out early, depending on how much you try to pull out, there's going to be some surrender penalties, some surrender fees, you know, of a certain percentage, depending on what year you do it in. So that may or may not be the best. Secondly, if you're trying to get an income stream from this at some point, you know, maybe you make 5%. And, you know, in his case, it was like $40,000. I'm like, well, $40,000 will only make you $2,000 a year. That's not great for cash flow. So I told him, like, you know, you might look at some other options. Maybe you might look at the alternative route. I said, yes, I will make a fee if you decide to do this annuity instead that you want. But if I were you, I would probably look more outside of the things that I could offer that way. I would look more into maybe doing some real estate or doing a certain type of fund or whatever it might be, something that's available to you with that little bit of cash. There's a few options there. And so I pointed in that direction. You know, that's the way it should be, guys, especially when you have certain goals and certain objectives and you're you. Every one of you have your own recipe, the own right thing to do that's perfect for you. There is no magic bullet. There is no magic, you know, asset allocation model that says you should have X percent in these areas or these specific funds and things like that. No, that's never the case. you guys all have your own dreams and goals. You have your different, you're also different in the sense that even if you had the same exact goals and the same time frame, you're the same age as somebody else, still, if you didn't like a particular type of investment, you shouldn't do that investment. I truly believe that you should only do investments that you would actually enjoy, even if you didn't need the money. You know, investments you thought, this is kind of fun. I think this is cool. You know, any investments that create more fear or scarcity in you, even if they're great, even if they are perfect, I'm not saying anything's perfect, but let's just say that they were, right, in a hypothetical world, even if it was perfect, but still it put fear and scarcity in you, it is not the right investment for you, not at this time at least. And so you should do things that align with who you are, that help match your objectives and goals. They match up with what you actually want to do, maybe aligns with your passions, you know, and that sort of thing, not just the returns. I mean, that's good too. But there's a million ways to make $1 million, guys. You know, that's the good news. There's so many ways you can do it. You just need to craft it in a way that's perfect for you. I'll give you one last example. I had somebody today that they said, hey, you know what? We've been doing a lot of real estate investing, but we're thinking about maybe buying this campground, you know, almost like this resort type of campground. And we're like, what do you think about investing in this to help this guy out? And then maybe in 10 years, he gives us preferred treatment on when he decides to sell it in 10 years. And when it came down to it, we sort of realized like, oh, okay. You know, as we got in more details, realized, oh, there's a lot of speculation with this deal. He doesn't even have an official campground or whatever. It's kind of unofficial. And they're in a small town with a lot of politics. Even though he's friends with them, there could be issues. And he has diabetes. So he could be dead before those 10 years are up. And so I told him, I said, you know, you could do that. You know, and the question I asked him is this your dream? And the wife is like, well, yeah, I kind of like the idea of it. I think it would be kind of cool. I'm like, well, this is a passion or dream. You know, that's different than just, hey, that might be cool. I'm like, if your goal really is to buy something like that, and maybe your goal is 10 years out, maybe you should do investing in other places to create more of a return and more money that maybe allows you to buy that down the road later on. Because maybe now is not the time. Maybe it's something that you do down the road. You know, what is that next step? And that's in fact a show I need to do with you guys, is talking about your next, what is that next step you have? But when that came out, it became very apparent to them that that was not the investment for them at this time, you know? And so I hope you guys understand that I'm not here to be your guru. I am not that at all. I never want to be that, because I think it's completely out of integrity to be a guru, especially when every person and every situation has their own unique circumstances. And as a result, you should have your own unique customized plan. So that's what I have for you guys. So guys, do not get caught up in the whole runaround of you got to buy this or that or the other. Like, don't get caught up in all that noise. The truth is that it's got to come down to who you are and what's right for you. If you have any questions for me, you can always shoot me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. In the meantime, guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week. Make sure it's not just about the shoes. It's about your life.
Thanks for listening to the Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.